from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria's Aleppo faced worsening food and medical shortages Monday as warplanes again pounded the city. Russia, meanwhile, condemned what it called unacceptable Western rhetoric after allegations of war crimes. A fresh wave of intense airstrikes battered Aleppo's opposition-controlled east, and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitor said at least 12 people were killed in Monday's raids. During an emergency session of the UN Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism, while the British and French envoys went even further. Britain's Matthew Rycroft said it's difficult to deny that Russia is partnering with the Syrian regime to carry out war crimes. Meanwhile, the Kremlin hit back. A spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, denounced the overall unacceptable tone and rhetoric of the representatives of the United Kingdom and the United States, which can damage or harm our relations. France says Britain must play a bigger role in resolving a shared cross-channel migrant problem and vows past a squalid camp in the port of Calais to be completely dismantled. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris on a visit by French President François Hollande to the city, which has become emblematic of Europe's broader migrant crisis.
Making his first visit to Calais as president, Hollande did not drop by the so-called jungle, now bursting at the seams with up to 10,000 migrants.
Nous devons démanteler complètement, définitivement.
Hollande said the migrant camp must be completely and definitively dismantled, but also that the migrants must be treated with humanity and dignity.
That's Lisa Bryant. This is VOA News. There are three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election, and the first one comes at 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday. The Voice of America will have complete coverage. You can check our website at voanews.com for details. The debate will be between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump and may draw, by some estimates, 100 million viewers. The stakes for both contenders are enormous, and viewers will not only be paying attention to what is said, but how it's said and how the candidates react to one another. Again, that is 1 hour Universal Time here on voanews.com. China has sent fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan, according to the two governments Monday, and it came after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, is to be signed today. It will bring an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere.
Ms.
Michelle Bachelet, the Chilean president, she says, "It's a great honor for me to be here in Colombia. It's a historic moment for Colombians. It opens a huge opportunity to live in peace and quiet with inclusive development." 16 heads of state and 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to attend the signing ceremony. Taiwan evacuated thousands of tourists from the outlying islands Monday as Typhoon Megi approaches, which is already bringing strong winds and waves. Officials have set up nearly 100 shelters across the island as it braces for its third typhoon in 2 weeks. It's due to make landfall on the east coast on Tuesday. A Japanese bullet train was forced to make an emergency stop Monday after a snake was found slithering between the seats, according to local media. A passenger spotted the 30-centimeter serpent poking between a gap in the seats, prompting the train, which was traveling between Tokyo and Hiroshima, to stop and allow police to capture it. Japan's public broadcaster NHK was speculating that the reptile could be a juvenile rat snake. Scientists have identified a new strain of superbug from chickens called MRSA, and so far it's made 10 people sick in Denmark. MRSA is a sometimes fatal staph infection since superbugs don't respond to commonly prescribed antibiotics. The journal Clinical Infectious Diseases published the study to show the drug-resistant bacteria can be passed up from the food chain to humans. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.